Hi, Evers and Nevers, and welcome back to SGE with S&G. I'm Sam.
I'm Gail.
And today we're going to be doing another bonus episode. So today we're going to be discussing theories and just kind of analyzing the One True King trailer. So as of now, the One True King book is going to be coming out in 11 days. We have not pre-ordered our copy.
We haven't even watched the trailer, guys.
We have not even watched the trailer. Who even are we? We're such terrible people.
I feel like I've been busy with other stuff, and I should have seen it. I've actually been waiting for this trailer for a while.
Excuse me. I coughed. Anyway, so how long have you been waiting?
I don't know, because I don't know if you remember, guys, but sometimes when you clicked it, when it says the trailer, the fifth book trailer would come up.
Oh, right.
And so, you know, I just thought that the sixth book trailer wasn't out yet.
This is very exciting. Okay, so we're going to watch it. This is the first time we've watched it.
We're going to pause it at intervals.
We're going to pause it and just kind of go through it. And then at the end, we'll just kind of do a full debriefing. It'll be great. Okay, so you'll hear it in the background. I'll turn on my computer so we can hear it.
Don't put it too loud.
Okay, here we go. It's loading. It's loading, but we can't see anything.
Okay, there we go.
Ooh.
It gives me chills. I love the graphics.
The graphics are good.
That's cool. That's Sophie?
I think so. Let's talk about that. Okay, so right now Tedros I assume it's Tedros.
Yeah, it's showing them all with crowns.
Yes, and they're all golden and it's very vibey and it's very cool. And Tedros stabbed his sword.
He's pulling Excalibur out of the stone.
Yeah, right? But it looked like he stabbed it in. Wait, let's rewind. Oh no, it just glittered. And
I think he's pulling Excalibur out of the stone.
Yeah. Or is he? But it looks like the stone is bleeding. Maybe it's Ryan or Japheth.
Spoilers, guys.
Oh,
this
yeah.
Sorry.
This episode has spoilers. I mean, it's book six.
Yeah. Wait. Remember,
we'll put that in a spoiler.
Just a little throwback moment. One time, if you've listened to our other episodes, you've heard about this. But one time, Sam and I went on a whole rant. We didn't release the rant because we thought we were genii or something. We were like, oh my gosh, Japheth did this.
It was so embarrassing.
And we got the names wrong.
Yeah, we mixed up Japheth and Kai?
Yeah, it was literally a 20-minute episode.
It was so embarrassing. We were so mad. We were like,
we thought we just
cracked the code. We thought we had just completely hacked
the
system.
What if it's real? Guys, if it turns out to be true or something,
then we'll release. I think we deleted that footage, actually.
I really hope not. That it was audio. Really good.
We were so enthusiastic. We were like, oh, but if this means this, then this must mean this. Oh my gosh. It was really funny. Anyway, shall we continue with the...
Sure.
Okay, let's go.
Ooh.
Oh, it's the Storian. Oh, that is gorgeous graphics. I appreciate this.
It's been 7 years.
What? No way. So when did...
What's the question?
7 years.
Oh, the true king.
Yeah. Ooh, I like who will be king. This is really loud. I'm gonna turn it down a little bit.
The robe's cool.
June 2nd, 2020. That was epic. Okay.
Okay.
Oh wait, there's still a bunch more.
No, I think it's just the end. It's just the
end.
It's very short, but very sweet. I really like all the graphics.
I like the graphics a lot. The graphics are great. Honestly, it's kind of, we'll have to go back through it really in depth to just squeeze all the full meaning out of it.
So I'm guessing because they showed...
I'm going to turn down the volume a bunch more.
Oh my gosh,
now.
What if Agatha's the true king?
That would be...
What if Sophie's the true king?
That would be cool. I think that would be cool.
And then she just kicks him out of Camelot.
I'm gonna mute this. Okay. So we see this... We see the two... This is at 6 seconds. We see the two swans.
Except the black... The evil
swan.
Looks like a snake.
It is.
The way its neck is moving.
But I mean, obviously, but that it's probably more, doesn't mean anything. But there's like a sunburst behind it, and the evil swan is more in the light than the good swan.
Kind of looks like they're about to kiss.
It does look like do they're about to kiss. Do swans kiss? Do? Let's ask the Google. Do swans kiss?
I kind of. Don't they have?
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Swans mate for life, and each mate is protective of the other. Swans even touch beaks to kiss. When they kiss, their necks form a heart.
That's cute.
That's from Fun Swan Facts for Kids.
Easy Science.
EasyScienceForKids.com.
Is it, you know how swans have teeth? Or like ducks have teeth? Don't look it up, guys. Oh, okay. Sam just looked it up.
I definitely looked
duck
this up in another
goose
episode.
Teeth is the
oh, goose
one.
Teeth is creepy. Oh my gosh. Okay.
I can't really
swan
stare.
Teeth? Oh, wow. Goose teeth aren't, I mean, swan teeth aren't that bad. They kind of look like somewhat normal.
Yeah. It's
just they just look.
Goose teeth.
Yeah, goose teeth are kind of a little
more
frightening.
Off
okay.
So,
anyway.
It's kind of interesting because it seems like, although at the end, I mean, we'll get into more detail when we get there, but at the end, the crown for the one true king or whatever
mm-hmm.
is really large and ornate, but then for the one that Sophie and Agatha kind of have that are like falling off their heads, they don't really look like the queen.
Oh right,
the diadem.
Right, because we're at 10 seconds right now, and I'm assuming this is Agatha because she has shorter hair.
Yeah,
and there are only two girls and one has longer hair, so I assume that's Sophie. But yeah, the crowns are falling off, which is an interesting observation. But maybe they're not falling off. Maybe they're going onto their heads.
Yeah, but I don't know. It just doesn't look like
but it's
the
kind
diadem.
Of at a weird angle. It looks like it's falling off. But yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, you're right.
So, one true king / queen.
Ooh. Conspiracies. Okay, so
that
Sophie.
One looks like it's going
Sophie's
on.
Sophie's crown looks like it's definitely going on. And she has the sunburst behind her, too.
It's like the halos. And she has the queenly collar.
That is true. Does Agatha have anything? I tried to go back 5 seconds and my computer just decided it was not doing that.
Oh, you don't really see Agatha's neck. Oh, it kind of looks like a...
Agatha
just a shirt collar.
Agatha just looks like she's not wearing... It's just
wait,
kind of... You can't see her
expand the screen.
It's not going to look any different.
Just to see it more in depth. Okay, Sophie definitely looks like she's regal.
Yeah.
Or
but that could just be her Dean's outfit.
Oh, yeah, it could just be her Dean's outfit.
But I think it looks like the crown's falling onto her head, so theory right there, Sophie will be the one true king, perhaps. Anyway, let's continue with the... going. Oh, wait, what was
what
that?
What was that?
Okay, wait. And then we see that... Oh, it was just her shirt collar.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no!
It's a lion!
It's a lion! At 15 seconds in the video, it zooms in, and you see that on Sophie's shoulder...
Is there's, the lion.
Is the Camelot lion. Camelot lion, right? Yeah, because the lion is Ryan, and Ryan is a
wait,
lion.
But what if she's the lion?
Well, maybe she becomes the lion, and maybe she becomes the king of Camelot.
That would be such a thing. Because,
that'd be
like,
so
after
cool.
Sophie's
wow.
like, oh, my job here is at the school,
right.
She's actually the one true king.
That's so epic. Yeah, guys, but look at the video. Look at the trailer. 15 seconds, that's a valid
and
theory.
Then it just goes
and then it goes really
white,
fast.
Or, like,
yeah.
Sun.
Sunburst.
And then it goes
to Tedros.
To the crown.
Oh, yeah, and then it goes to the crown, which is over Tedros' head.
But
Tedros is flanked by two lions again. So
those
maybe,
are the Camelot lions, though.
Yeah, probably. So then definitely the lion. It looks like the lion's mask, too, that Ryan wore.
Is Ryan Sophie Ryan?
Sophie is Ryan, guys.
We're not going to make 20 minutes on
20 minutes about this.
But that crown that's over Tedros' head
looks like the
at
circus
16
crown.
Seconds is different from the one at the end that's really regal.
Right.
This
but
one
honestly,
looks like all the ones
like...
that are over the girls' heads.
No.
Or the ladies.
Yeah, that, no, it doesn't. Yeah, it does. It does.
Are they? Wait, okay.
Maybe they're all kings.
Theories. Tedros is the snake, Sophie's the lion, and Agatha's the eagle.
That's a joke.
Or Tedros could be the eagle, and it's
that's true.
The whole thing is about the two, Sophie and Agatha.
That makes sense. But then who's the lion and who's the snake?
Sophie would be the lion.
Because oh,
because
she
thing.
Had the lion, but Agatha's the snake?
Who knows?
I don't know. Okay, let's continue. Okay, so the camera's just panning over Tedros, you know. Wait, what? Oh, okay.
So is
he pulling? So he has these vines. Okay, wrapping around. So he's. It looks like he's either pulling Excalibur or pushing Excalibur. I would say pushing because I think there's the blood.
Uh-huh, but... Okay. But when you pull it, it would, like...
Blood's not gonna go, like, yeet.
But it could crack, you know?
That's true. Or maybe it's, like, you know those pens where you, like, push down the thing? But Excalibur
isn't even in the stone right now.
That's true.
So it would make sense if you were pushing it in and then he pulls it back out.
It's like, now I'm the king. Ha. No, but his, look, if you look at 18 seconds, his arms are kind of entwined. Like, they're attached to, I guess,
snakes! Those are snakes!
Are they?
You can see their little heads.
I can't
see
their heads.
Wait. They're like the skins.
Or are they?
They're definitely snakes.
And it looks like snakes at 18 seconds. They could be snakes.
I'm kidding.
So is Agatha the snake? Is Agatha attaching Tedros to his kingdom?
Who knows?
Kingdom? I don't know. King, dumb king. I don't know. Anyway, let's continue. Okay, so we see... Oh, yeah, they are clearly snakes.
They're clearly.
If you go to 19 seconds, then you see them completely. But there are four black snakes, and there are two, I think...
They're kind of, like, bronzy.
Two gold snakes. So that could be either Agatha and Sophie, and then or it could be Guinevere and Lancelot, or whoever you really want. It could be Merlin and... Yuba, for all you, like,
wait,
it could be
a
anyone.
Quick side note. I don't know.
Oh, and wait, how many advisors were there?
Too many.
No, there were three. Darn it. That debunks my theory, because they could have been the black snakes.
But, just a quick side note. I don't know if you read the series called Trials of Apollo by Rick Riordan, or Riordan?
Riordan.
And, but you know how the arrow... speaks.
Yeah, the arrow of Dodona. That would be cool. That would be funny. I think that would be a great addition.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Yeah. But then see a rat.
Oh my gosh.
What?
It looks like the hilt of the sword is an eagle.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh my gosh.
It actually kind of looks like our cat.
No, that literally looks like an eagle. So is Agatha the snake?
That's... Guys...
I feel like I might be creating this in my head.
I'm creating, yeah, we're definitely creating this.
No, that literally looks like an eagle.
It definitely could be an eagle. It kind of looks like a snake, though, too. It looks kind of ambiguous. It looks like a cat.
I think that's an eagle. Sophie's...
It could be an eagle.
Because the whole story is about Sophie and Agatha. It's like, Tedros, no one...
Tedros?
I mean, sorry,
we all care about Tedros.
We all care about him. But we care about Sophie and Agatha more, at least I do. I think he's the eagle.
That would make sense. Because he's the one who came into their story and kind of...
ruined it. I'm kidding. No,
he just put them... He caused them to grow apart.
He made
it
more,
I guess,
interesting.
He did. He added an extra...
chaos.
And okay. No, stop. Oh, yeah, and then we...
That
oh, wait,
like
no, but I wanted to talk about this.
Not gonna
when
lie.
It pans down, so it pans down, whatever, and we're at 19 seconds again, outside of the gold snakes... are these kind of weird, like, black, sinuous
shapes?
Dude,
that's an eagle.
They're definitely... Okay, the hilt is definitely an eagle. But on the outside, on the very outside, you can see these two black, sinuous shapes, and those definitely look like reptile skin, like real live reptile skin, or real animated reptile skin. I don't know. But I think that could be an allusion to Japheth and his Skims.
Yeah.
Skims? Sounds like Kim Kardashian. Japheth is actually Kim Kardashian and he's actually selling shapewear. Plot twist. Anyway, so we see... Ooh, what is... Are these just swirls?
Those look like lions, guys.
They look like skulls.
Okay, I might be hallucinating. No, I'm kidding. I feel like...
Okay, so we see the blood go down and whatever. Okay, yeah, that's just embellishments, it looks like, at 21
seconds.
They kind of
look like lions, but I don't
know. Oh, okay. This is just the stuff... Oh! But it's the story and... But... It's the pen with
its
skin.
It's
Japheth's
lion's breath.
Lion's mane.
Lion's mane.
Lion's breath. Okay, so there's that theory. So maybe Tedros. Yeah, that looks like lion's breath to me. A lion's mane. You've warped my brain. Okay, so then we see the blood droplet.
Oh, that's a blood droplet.
Ink blood from Tedros's sword, apparently. Okay, and then we see like the one question. Oh, yeah. Okay, and so then the blood ink thing falls into a pool of golden water and it forms a crown
but
splash.
But it's a different crown than
it's a different
before.
Splash. I mean, a different crown than any scene before in the video, and that's at 39 seconds. Okay, let's continue. and that just kind of swirls around and does things. And then we go inside the crown.
There's the snake.
Okay, wait. Let me rewind. So we go inside the crown. It pans inside. And it animates. Oh, tea. Okay. So we see the front of the crown, I guess. Or the crown is on someone's head.
Yeah, and then we have the School for Greenville,
the swans on either side. And this is at 45 seconds.
So then we have the line with glowing eyes. That was on Sophie's. In the middle,
that was on Sophie's shoulder.
And then we have the snake. Roaring cobra.
A roaring cobra. Hissing?
A hissing cobra.
That's above the line.
Kind of reminds me of the Egyptian crown. You know how there were two pieces?
What
were
two different crowns? What was that called? That crown.
Sam's gonna quick look it up.
Egyptian.
Wait, so something tells me
it was the double crown of Egypt. Okay, I don't know how to say
the white crown of Upper Egypt and Shrent.
It combines the headjet with the deshret. Guys, don't kill me on my pronunciation, please.
It's the white crown of Upper Egypt and the red crown of Lower Egypt.
Yes.
So, well, Sam looks up how to pronounce this.
How to pronounce the name of this.
I feel
it's
like...
very cool.
I don't know. Shrent. Could Tedros be the eagle?
Shrent.
If Tedros is the eagle, it would make sense for him to wear a crown with the snake and the lion.
Right.
I mean, would it? I don't know.
No, it really wouldn't make sense
because
at all.
He's like the...
the...
I'm madly gesturing.
Okay, wait. But it looks like... okay, wait. Oh, wow. Okay, it's loud. Ooh.
That's in the back of the crown.
That's the back of the crown. But look, if you... oh, my gosh. It's being really loud. So you look at 46 seconds, and you see to the sides of the crown that it's golden, but kind of in a strange area. Is that Sophie's hair? Question mark?
Yeah, or Tedros.
Or Tedros.
Doesn't look like... they're all blonde, except for
Agatha. Is Japheth blonde too? No.
I think he was
white brown hair. I'm not
sure. Sorry,
did he dye his hair? I can't remember. Anyway. Oh wait, then why are they wearing the crown backwards? Is that like a backwards baseball hat? Just makes you cooler? I don't know. Anyway. Okay, so we see that. And then we see the robes though. Sophie wears her black snakeskin robe. Cape.
Yeah, but everyone would wear a cloak if you're being
not necessarily black though.
But that looks like Nevermore.
No, it looks like School of Ruined Evil.
If you watched our last bonus episode with the whole Nevermore thing,
you would see our epic struggle. Anyway, but it's the School of Ruined Evil girl. Like that's at 49.
Okay, that yeah, because they're two castles.
Yeah, and
that makes sense because Sophie's the dean.
Yeah. So I think all signs point to Sophie being the one true king. But let's continue. Oh, well, that was the end.
It would make sense, because in an interview, someone said that Sophie's his favorite character.
That is true. I think it's actually in the back of book one. Or it was the... where is it? Who is your favorite character? Why? Okay. And someone responds, oh, I think that'll be quite obvious when readers get their hands on the book. I just have a soft spot for Sophie. Her earnestness, her humor, her enormity. She's almost like a burlesque character, always performing and having a go. Agatha has the unenviable job of having to keep her grounded, which makes for some delicious conversations between them. And then, so, honestly,
I think it would be like so many to make Sophie be the one true king.
And I think that's very cool.
So, if Sophie's... I still think something's up with the lion next to Sophie.
Right.
Because it wasn't just sitting there. We literally zoomed in a flash of light.
That's true.
So, what are our conclusions?
Final conclusions. Yeah. I think Sophie is going to be the lion. Tedros is going to be the eagle. Agatha's possibly going to be the snake. This, in no way... that's not my opinions on the... those aren't my opinions on the characters. That's just what I think based off this trailer and the symbols included.
We don't really... wait, actually, can you go back to the part with Sophie, or Agatha's crown?
Yeah.
So in the early beginning.
There we go.
Is there a snake happening?
I mean, that kind of looks snakey. Yeah, but... oh, wait, what was that? or rewatching. In Agatha's part, there is like a little snaky thing in the...
That could be just the...
Right side. I think it's the right... Yeah.
That could be the swan zone.
That's probably just the swan. Wait, but then... Oh, that's just Sophie.
Sophie clearly
But has Sophie has no... Oh, she does too, kind of. But Sophie definitely has the line right there. Then Tedros.
Tedros definitely has
an eagle. That looks like an eagle. Could be an eagle.
But why would...
The blood comes out of the story and with, like, this really juicy noise.
Look at the lions. Oh. Lion's breath.
Lion's breath. Wait, listen. It's very juicy. It's an interesting sound choice.
This episode started off being really short, but now that we've thought of all these...
theories. Guys, yeah, definitely email us with your theories. We'll be sending out a form soon for General School for Good and Evil Theories.
Our email is sgewithsng@gmail.com. But there might not even be time if the book comes out in 11 days.
Yeah, we have to pre-order it.
Wait. I mean, guys, pre-order your books now. This is the last SGE book.
This is crazy, guys. What?
That's sad. Order your copy. I really hope he keeps writing more books. I mean,
I think he has to, you know?
They're great. Wait, let's look at the cover, just...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We're looking at the cover of One True King.
And... Agatha has a darn... Oh, Sophie has a lion
crown. And she has a crown of snakes.
And Agatha has a crown of snakes.
How did we not see this?
How did we never notice this?
So clearly she's the lion and she's the snake. Now go down.
To Tedros. Tedros is just fighting.
Tedros is having a good time.
Tedros is just fighting someone.
These look like shadows or something.
They
like
do.
Profiles.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, our conclusions are clearly justified.
Now we're just looking for things that aren't.
Yeah.
There. But that.
Are they. Wait, are Sophie obvious. And Agatha going to rule together then? Because Sophie has her. Lion crown and Agatha has her snake crown. How did we not notice this before?
I don't know.
I haven't even seen people talking about this on the forums. Have we made a revolutionary discovery?
We'll see in 11 days.
Yeah.
Guys, pre-order your copies now.
I'm sure to check that out.
I'm really excited. We'll probably do a quick... I mean, of course, we're going to do the whole series, but when it comes out, or when we receive our copy, we'll probably do a quick
review.
Reaction. Not very in-depth, but just reaction and kind of thing. Yeah. So, yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this.
We sure did. This is really fun.
It's really fun to do these less structured episodes.
Yeah, we really enjoy it.
And we hope you like them, too. Remember, I mean... The book's coming out in 11 days.
Yeah, remember to cop some of that.
We'll probably release this bonus episode in a few days because we just released two today.
Right.
So.
Well, two episodes, not two episodes bonus episodes. Today.
So, I mean, these are some pretty big predictions. So,
yeah. We're so excited to find out if they're true. But yeah, definitely, we'll definitely keep an eye out. We'll be sending out a form on the SGE forums, and then in our next episodes we'll also probably be linking it in the description. So yeah, thank you so much for listening.
And our SGE forum name is SGE with SMG.
Yep.
Just like our email. So if you want to email us, you can do that,
or if you want to check out our SGE things or stay tuned for that, then you know where to find us.
I hope you listen to the end because we have some theories. I mean,
yeah.
I'm Gail.
I'm Sam.
And this has been SGE with S&G.
Thank you.
Bye.